Taipan by James Clavell, Part 1. Copyright 1966 by James Clavell. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Leopard Publishing Company Limited and was produced in 2000 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book has 732 pages and 50 chapters. Part 1 consists of chapters 1 through 25. Book 1. Dirk Struan came up onto the quarterdeck of the flagship HMS Vengeance and strode for the gangway. The 74-gun ship of the line was anchored half a mile off the island. Surrounding her were the rest of the fleet's warships, the troopships of the expeditionary force, and the merchantmen and opium clippers of the China traders. It was dawn, a drab, chill Tuesday, January the 26th, 1841. As Struan walked along the main deck, he glanced at the shore, and excitement swarmed over him. The war with China had gone as he had planned. Victory was as he had forecast. The prize of victory, the island, was something he had coveted for 20 years. And now he was going ashore to witness the formality of taking possession, to watch a Chinese island become a jewel in the crown of Her Britannic Majesty, Queen Victoria. The island was Hong Kong, 30 square miles of mountainous stone on the north lip of the huge Pearl River in South China, 1,000 yards off the mainland, inhospitable, unfertile, uninhabited except for a tiny fishing village on the south side, squarely in the path of the monstrous storms that yearly exploded from the Pacific, bordered on the east and on the west by dangerous shoals and reefs. Useless to the Mandarin.